It's showtime. Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Shadell. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I asked my best friend Thomas Powell if he didn't need to watch a certain reality show last night. We're a little behind, so I gotta run through real
We're going fast.
Gotta go fast.
We're this is the Sonic the Hedgehog podcast. We are gonna be recording this at 1.5 times speed. So
absolutely. Hey Thomas, how are you feeling today on this what is it? Monday night? Monday night. It's not even evening anymore. It's nighttime. It's dark out.
Hashtag blessed, my man. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Boston strong. Hashtag blessed.
Boston Rob. Hashtag blessed. So he's from Survivor.
Happy to have internet. I got home from a week in beautiful Minneapolis.
Yeah, you could say we.
And also beautiful St. Paul. I almost said Wisconsin, yeah. Minnesota.
My favorite town, Wisconsin, Minnesota.
I found out that it's towards the end of the month. My lease is almost up, and I guess our internet got disconnected kind of early, so that put a little bit of a damper on us recording last night.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. Sometimes you're in Minneapolis, sometimes you don't have internet. You know, what you gonna do?
Yeah,
there's a lot of obstacles. So, Thomas, did you watch the Challenge Champs versus Pros last night?
I did that. I watched the whole dang thing. I watched both episodes.
Both episodes. We kind of forgot to record last week. So we have to cover two whole episodes.
We didn't forget to record. I just was super busy all the time, and then it kind of came and went.
Yeah. Sounds like some people I know. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. It's a sex joke.
Ooh.
You ever hear of this thing called sex? Oh, the kids are loving it. It's the modern day fidget spinner.
The sex number.
Good. Did I tell you?
sex is the original fidget spinner.
I mean, if we're being completely honest, did I tell you I saw, or maybe you saw it on Twitter, I saw a license plate the other day that had two instances of 69 in the license plate, and it wasn't like a vanity plate or anything. It was like...
That's a power move.
I think so. It was a X69 space 6923 or whatever the last two...
I would never let that license plate go. I would have it forever.
If I had that license plate, I would be driving 24/7, 365. It's like, everybody look at my sweet-ass license plate.
You would be driving as much as Pussy Stays on Pusha T's mind.
Exactly.
24/7, 365.
It would be the exact same.
It would be, yeah, it would be... I would have like an arrow pointing to it. I'd be like, hey, check it out. And it would say nice.
Look, speaking of like bumper stickers...
So nice... Yeah, that license plate was so nice, they put 69 twice.
That's what I wrote on Twitter.
I posted
a picture of it. Ugh. God, you should really... This is the 91st episode of this podcast. You should really be following me on Twitter.
I do, I just didn't see that one tweet, but this just proves that we're on the same wavelength.
Oh, absolutely. I mean... been friends for almost 20 years. I would hope that
these things just happen when when you have a friendship as strong as ours.
It's true. Get on our level, other friendships.
They can't.
All right, so this week's episode, no, last week's episode, excuse me, last week's episode of the Challenge Champs versus Pros was called Immovable Objects. Gotta tell you, pretty good title, I think.
Yeah, it's...
Immovable Objections, sorry. Better title.
Well, that's still pretty good.
Yeah, I think so.
If you had the name Unstoppable Force for an episode before that, like if it was like the episode that preceded it was Unstoppable Force, and then the next episode was Immovable Object,
and then the following episode was The Result. This is what happens when people stop being polite and start getting real. Oh my god!
It's all connected.
Oh my god, like that's so clever.
It's like that movie, The Number 23.
Where there's 23 pairs of shoes.
Yeah. It's all connected, man.
And then Jim Carrey auditions for The Real World? Was that... He auditions for the Real World 23 times. And on the 23rd time, he finally gets it.
He came in and was like, the producer was like, what are these shoes doing in the trash? And he said, do you know this is your 23rd season?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Let me quick look up what the 23rd season of Real World was. I wonder if it was good. Real World season 23. It's probably before I was watching it. It's probably season 23. Oh, DC! That's actually my favorite season. Oh,
yeah, because Jim Carrey's on.
Yeah. Let me tell you about Real World DC. It was really good. Barack Obama appeared in an episode. In the distance.
Very nice.
It was shot in 2008.
I don't know why my head didn't immediately fill in the distance for that, because there's no way in hell Barack Obama would ever go on the Real World officially.
He was on the Real World DC with Jim Carrey.
He was like, very excited to be meeting with my good friend Jim Carrey, and let me be clear. I have always liked the Real World better than Challenge, and I will continue to watch it.
All right, let's see who has shown up on the challenge. Oh, man.
Just one more.
Please.
If you like the Real World, you can keep it.
There we go. Of the eight people who
were... And seed.
Of the eight people who were on Real World DC, there have been seven appearances from them on four different iterations of the challenge, but only between two of the people. So, you know, not the best showing from a Real World cast. That goes to Las Vegas, I think. Anyway, this is not important. Let's talk about the challenge Champs versus Pros, a season in which nobody from Real World DC is on, except for, of course, Barack Obama, professional former president.
Can you imagine if Barack Obama was hosting this season? Probably would be pretty good.
It'd probably be very good. Can you imagine Barack Obama hosting any season of anything?
I'd be into it. I think he'd be good at it.
Yeah, he's a very dapper man who's good at talking. And charming. He's charming as you need to be.
That's a private citizen Obama I can get behind.
Yes, I would agree with that. All right, so here's the thing. I made the notes for this episode, and then I lost the document in my computer, so I had to kind of remember everything like a week later. So I might forget some things, but I think I got everything. Because, insider secret, apparently ESPN has been covering this shit too, so I just kind of used
what?
Their... Yeah, they... Well, I mean, like, on their website. So I just use theirs as like a guideline if I had forgotten.
I'm surprised
everything.
They would even do that. I don't know if that's cool. It seems ESPN. I think you should be above that.
I don't think it's odd. I mean, they cover fucking Tim Tebow, and he like sells hot dogs at a baseball stadium now, or whatever he's up to.
He's playing minor league baseball right now.
Yeah, that's what I said. So like,
yeah,
what,
in between at bats, they put him out on the hot dog carts.
So why wouldn't they cover something with like multiple professional football players and UFC fighters?
I mean, yeah,
and snowboarders
they cover
and
WWE
runners.
Now, so I think the Pandora's box has been opened there.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I'm happy about it. So speaking of these professional athletes who have appeared on ESPN. Lindsay and Lolo are bonding before a new challenge, so that's nice.
Yeah, it was good.
And then Victor reveals that it's a double elimination. CT and Carr are the captains for the champs. Louie and Lolo are the captains for the pros. And then Victor tells them about the challenge. It's a 3-on-3 challenge, boys versus boys and girls versus girls, the way it should be. It's boys versus boys and girls versus girls, not Adam and Eve.
Yeah, what he said.
So everybody's in a harness and they're strapped to the opposing team. And then they're all holding a football and they need to reach a distance while also being pulled by the opposing team.
I like how they all had to hold footballs for this. I thought that was incredibly stupid.
Yeah, it didn't really influence the game at all. It was like, hey, what if we had a football-themed challenge? And it was, because there's a football there.
They were like, we just want to make Cam feel at home. It's like, we don't want him. We don't want to make him feel like weird and singled out. So we'll make everybody hold a football.
It's like when at like Dave and Buster's or Chuck E. Cheese or something, and you have like the basketball hoop arcade game, and it's like it's just like real basketball.
So, yeah, Papa Shot, the same thing.
Yeah. So the girls go first, and the pros absolutely destroy the champs. Because
I mean, this was unfair. You had two Olympic-level track stars.
Yes.
Two Olympic gold medalists.
Yeah.
And one who's, you know, I mean, Lindsay's in good shape, and you have to have strong legs to snowboard, so.
Yeah, absolutely. So then the boys go, and it's a little more evenly matched. They have an hour time limit, and near the end of the hour-long time limit, it looks like the champs have it, but Cam decides to, since they're so evenly matched, walk back towards the middle of like where all their ropes meet and then just slingshot him back towards their side. And it like seems to really hurt the champs team, but Cam doesn't feel like they're making any progress at all. So an hour passes and the winners are, for the boys, the champions.
Yeah, but CT looked like he was going to die.
Yeah. And one day he will.
That was great. Cam, like, the reason that the champs won this is just because the two lightest guys that they had
the whole season
before, yeah, the whole season were on either side of Cam. And, you know, Wes and Darrell were enough to sort of tilt that in their favor. But, yeah. I mean, Cam didn't even look tired when he was done. And CT looked like he was going to die.
Yeah, Cam didn't look tired at the end of this challenge.
Yeah. No, at the end of this one, he did not. This is the kind of, I mean, because this is the kind of stuff that he had been, you know, training to do his entire life. Like, it comes really naturally to him. And CT is really strong, but, like, yeah, he can't.
Yeah, he's not built in that way.
Yeah, like, it's not just like Cam, yeah, he's not an NFL-level athlete, and Cam wasn't just an NFL player, he was a good NFL player.
Yeah.
So, it's, yeah, it's, and he was an NFL pass rusher, which, your whole point as an NFL pass rusher is to be able to, you know, sort of move people in, you know,
push-pull
environments. Yeah.
Your whole job is to move people.
Yeah, you're supposed to get people at the point of attack, so he's the exact kind of person you would not want to be facing in this challenge.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter.
But they won. Good. I honestly really had to give it to him on that one. I was like, CT, I would not have put myself through what you did in order to win that, but I respect you for it.
I know.
I cannot stress enough how much it looked like he was going to die. His eyes were like bloodshot and mm-hmm. he was just like, oh,
yeah, he did not look in good shape. So the game at this point is tied. Victor says, well, the tiebreaker is the two captains facing off against each other. So one guy, one girl from each team.
Man, this is where it was over. If they had picked Cam as their captain, they would have won. But, yeah, God love him, Louis was not going to be able to outmuscle CT. Yeah. Not even close.
Which I thought this was weird because, like, I guess they just separated them by gender because it was easier. Because like when they came back and were like, all right, it's co-ed for this one. It's like, oh, it didn't matter at all. You know what I mean? I just thought it was strange. So yeah, Lolo's upset because if they had known that this would be the tiebreaker, she says they would have picked Cam. Well, guess fucking what? You didn't. And now you lost. So good job, champions. Then Victor tells them that this time the elimination will be champs versus pros. That's the name of the season.
Oh, man. It all comes full circle.
Yeah. So Kara has to decide who is going up against Lolo, and she is upset that Camilla burned that vote on herself earlier. But they're also friends, and she says she'd love to run a final with her. So she picks Ashley to go against Lolo. Fine. I mean, I guess that's the end of a storyline, I guess. I don't know. So Ashley freaks out and says, just like the old seasons, people make it to the vinyl without doing shit. And then she storms off. And then MTV.com, which I was watching it on, cut to commercial, and when it came back from commercial, they were at the elimination. So I don't know if you know what happened in that 5 minutes, but I don't.
I don't think it was anything especially important.
Yeah. So they have to, it's similar to the, like, rope knotting and unknotting elimination that they had to do a few episodes ago. That was this season, right? Or was that last season?
What the,
Like, with the pyramid thing that they had to, unwrap the rope and then wrap it back up around the pyramid thing.
I don't remember.
I know that they did it in Invasion of the Champions because Camilla beat Laurel and it was like a big surprise.
Obviously this is the first time they've done it this season, but...
Yeah, so it's similar to that classic thing, but the structure is lowered to the ground, and they just have to remove the rope. They don't have to do anything else about it. So that's fun. Wes and Gus go first, and Wes wins, and then is very elated that he beat an Olympian at something. So that was nice yep. for Wes.
He came from behind too, because Louis had a lead on him and messed up at some point and kind of got held up mm-hmm. with that.
So then Lolo and
waylaid is the word I was looking for.
Then Lolo and Ashley go, and it's very, very close, but Lolo ends up winning. And then Ashley gets really upset again, and then she storms off again. And so then...
I mean, she was frustrated.
As
have to give her credit. I mean, she had no chance, and she knew it, but she
was still within, like, still. 5 or 10 seconds of beating her, though.
And she got held up when she, fell over.
Yeah,
which
maybe.
Was a way to get over it or whatever, but she literally didn't stand back up. She didn't get a chance to even stand back up before Lolo won, so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she was closer than I thought she was going to be to, one of the premier athletes in the world.
Yeah. So she, runs back to a van just off camera, and there's a producer trying to get her to come back. And then CT emerges from the back seat of the van.
What was he doing back there?
And he goes, "Can I get out while you guys are, fighting? I was just trying to take a nap."
He's like, "Yeah, I just want to take a nap." That was amazing. Man, CT. Okay, gotta love him.
You have to. You're required.
You're required to love him.
When you turn your TV to MTV, it's like, if you are going to watch this channel, you must agree to these terms. You must love CT.
No, that was dating back to Real World DC,
mm-hmm.
where Barack Obama also was like, and I am right now signing an executive order that everyone must love CT.
This was before he was president, correct? It was. I'm pretty sure it was. I love that John Cusack...
Before CT was president? Because that hasn't happened yet.
Not yet. I wonder if he's old enough. I think he is. CT 2020. Hashtag CT for president. Chris Trambillo, or whatever your name is. It's time for you to be president.
We already know he can rock glasses. He's mm-hmm. just got to put a suit on, that's
mm-hmm.
all.
Let's see it happen. The Rock who? Get out of here.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of The Rock. Never heard of anyone named Dwayne.
You, an idiot. The Rock should run for president. Me, smart and good. I've never heard of The Rock. I've only heard of CT.
He should be president. All right, well, you want to get straight into this finale? This final episode of The Champs versus The Pros?
Sure.
Why didn't they call it The Champions versus The Professionals?
I don't know, man.
Missed opportunity.
Did you watch Real World The Champions versus The Professionals? Did you watch The Champions versus Leon the Professionals?
It's just people who have won the challenge versus 12 DVDs of Leon the Professional.
God, I want a version of that movie where someone calls him Leon, and he's like, "Please call me Leon the Professional."
Leon was my father. The finale was called "No Guts, No Glory." It's fine. It's a fine.
It's a it's, you know, it's serviceable.
So in the house, Cam and Durrell talk, and Durrell tells us, the viewer, that his son was born premature, and that's why he's fighting for March of Dimes. And it's like, oh, Durrell, I feel for you, buddy. We never got this with Ashley. We never got this with CT. CT was playing for his charity, CT for President 2020. I think it's a noble cause.
No, it's a good one.
So then we go into the first challenge of this episode. Victor tells them that this challenge is an individual challenge, and Cara Maria says, "Holy Benoli."
Yep, I it's not if a... you didn't if you didn't make a note of it, I would, because I had to rewind it and listen to it again.
Did she mean holy baloney? Which also I'm not sure is
holy
a
phrase. Holy moly? Like, I don't know. Holy cannoli? I don't know what she...
Holy Benoli. I think she was just so excited to be on the challenge, the champions versus Leon the Professionals, that she forgot definitely. All her words.
Speaking of March of Dimes, the women's challenge was up. You know, because they're all dimes.
So this is an eating / basketball challenge. There are three stations, each worth...
That's not a sentence one says often.
What, it's an eating/basketball
challenge? Eating/basketball challenge.
But it's not inaccurate. So there's three stations, each worth a different amount of points. They have to eat something at each station, and then shoot a basketball, make the basketball into the hoop, and then go on to the next station. First person to 100 points wins. For 45 points, they get to choose between beef brains, beef heart, beef stomach, beef tongue, or beef liver. For 35 points, they have to eat either mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, baked beans, potato salad, and cauliflower, which all of those things are just regular food.
Yeah, they're just normal food.
They're not... That's not a thing in... The challenge.
Also, if I were doing that one, man, I'd eat that tongue. Tongue's not bad, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a taqueria in Grand Rapids that is very good that I go to that serves tongue tacos.
What's it called? They're delicious. Give them a shout out.
Taqueria San Jose, number one, baby.
It's called Taqueria San Jose, number one, baby.
Yes.
That's a weird name for a restaurant.
And it's got a picture of me giving a thumbs up outside of it.
I need to go to this restaurant. Maybe they can sponsor the show. Will you talk to them?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
All right. So then for 20 points, they get to choose between carrot cake, cookies, a cupcake, a brownie, or some cheesecake. Again, not something they would normally do in the challenge. Like, none of those... Usually it's like carrot cake, but the carrots are baby brains. That's probably a little too far. But, like, something gross. Like, it's carrot cake, but the carrots are intestines of, goats. I don't know. I just felt like this was easy.
Yeah, it did seem, it was a little tamer than your usual thing.
Yeah. So, Thomas's harem goes first.
Ah, come on.
You called them all dimes, which...
They don't belong... That does not make them belong to anyone.
I didn't say that. So they're just all hanging out.
No, they're all cool. Also, March of Dimes applies to the gentlemen as well.
Mm-hmm. It also applies to the babies Terrell's trying to raise money for. The number one babies. My favorite 90s pop rock group.
Very good. Very good band. Yeah, so... I was into this challenge.
Because you love eating and also basketball?
Yes. Two things I enjoy.
Two great activities, that activity great together.
So Lindsay wins this, and...
So you're just going straight to the end, okay.
Lindsay wins this by throwing up a bunch. I think that was kind of the
most important
the
part
story,
of it.
The story of this heat, because it knocked... understandably knocked Louise out, mm-hmm. because While she was puking up a bunch of food that she'd eaten, she threw up directly onto the table and got throw up on the carrot cake that Louise was eating as they were all finishing. And Louise, understandably, was like, yeah, I'm not going to eat that. I'm out.
Yeah. She's like, eh. You know, they can make their own $50,000. I don't know why she didn't just go for something else. Or just suck it up. Because
I'm not eating anything anyone vomited well, on.
That's why
she's not gonna. That's not gonna happen.
That's why you're a Leon the professional, and Cara Maria is a Leon the champion. That's the sure. That's the sequel to Leon.
Cara Maria didn't eat anything that someone vomited on, though.
Maybe not, but she would because she cares about this game.
See, the thing is with Louise is like, you know what. And I'm not going to debase myself for this.
And Kara's like, it's all I have. I will do anything.
Yep.
So the first male and female from each team go to the final, and then the person with the next best time from either team wins a spot in the final, and then they also get to pick their partner for the final. So Kara finished first for the champs, and as you already mentioned, Lindsay finished first for the pros. And then everybody else also finished who wasn't Louise. Then the men go, what do you think of the men? How would you rate the men out of 1 through 10? Oh, you already said they're all dimes, didn't you?
They're all dimes.
Even Wes?
Well, no. hold on, I don't want to say anything I can't take back.
It's too late, you already said that Wes is a top 10.
Weston is a dime. Wes, 10.
West
okay, so
10.
He technically is a dime.
they all do their shit. That's the podcast.
Ew.
That's the episode. CT says, I've eaten heart before, but never cooked. I usually just tear it out of cast members' chests. I thought that was a pretty good line.
That's pretty funny.
I like CT. CT for president 2020. Cam pukes a bunch but ends up winning for the what team is he on? The pros.
Yeah, he's on the pros.
Yeah. And then Darrell wins for the champs. So going to the final is Kara and Darrell. They're a team. Cam and Lindsay are a team, and Camilla had the next best time. She gets to pick her partner, and CT, our next president, tells her that Wes deserves to go over him, so she picks Wes. That's nice, I think. As they say goodbye to Louise and Lolo, Louise offers to pool their winnings and split it down the middle with Lolo, and Lolo's like, sounds good to me.
Pretty cool.
I thought that was nice. I like how everybody's like, hey, it's not my money.
I wish that Louise and Lolo had been in the final, because I think they would have done really well. But.
Yeah, it definitely seemed like this entire season was leading up to that. But, you know, sometimes you got to fly under the radar like Cam and Lindsay did to make it to the end. Survivor, Game Changers. That's not this. That's a different thing.
All right. So this was, I mean, honestly, the final challenge kind of felt like...
Whoa. It's way too early to get in the final. We gotta talk about these wildlife shots.
Wildlife?
We're 2 weeks behind on the wildlife shots.
Okay, what happened with the wildlife shots?
I think there was a dog. and then also there was a bird, which I'm guessing was a golden eagle. Do you want to hear what it sounds like? Let's see if you can... Oh, shit. Maybe not. There he goes. Can you hear that?
That's a good dog right there.
That's actually the golden eagle. But as
golden retrieval.
I think that you expect me to write that down as an episode title, but I'm not going to do it. So
will you shut that stupid bird up? Make it stop.
Do you not like it?
I like it just fine. I just don't want to be listening to it for like an uninterrupted minute.
So Here's some things about their call. They're generally silent birds, but when they do make that sound, it is considered weak and shrill. It's been called quite pathetic and puppy-like.
Yeah, I agree.
In western Montana, 9 distinct calls were noted. A chirp, a sear, a psa, a skunk.
You're
a
already
cluck,
boring
a
me
wonk,
to death.
A honk. There's a wonk and a honk. Isn't that interesting? And finally, a hiss. They range from 26 to 40 inches tall, with a wingspan of 5 feet 11 inches to 7 feet 11, or 7 feet 8 inches.
Oh, that's 7 feet 8 inches is pretty good. That, I mean, that's yeah. That's an elite NBA wingspan right there. So,
seriously.
If you need a shot blocker, Hawks are pretty good for that, or Eagles are good for that.
Here's something incredible. They generally soar between 28 and 32 miles an hour. No big deal. But they can reach speeds up to 120 miles an hour. When they are diving for their prey, they can reach up to 150 to 200 miles an hour.
Wow.
That's incredible. The Golden Eagle.
Pretty cool.
The bird that might have been featured on this episode of the Challenge Champs versus Pros. That's what Golden Eagles are known for.
What kind of dog was it?
I don't know, like a Doberman or something.
It was like a good dog.
Oh, what kind of question is that? Of course it was a good dog. Do you want to hear about their mating ritual?
No.
It's pretty good, but whatever. Let's go on to the final. Okay, so everybody has to wear a vest. We're back to talking about humans now, if that wasn't clear.
If this was a challenge with a bunch of eagles that had to complete a challenge and wear vests, I would have been significantly more interested in it than I was in this.
You didn't enjoy it?
It just felt like an afterthought.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Like, this is the least attention I've seen a final get on this show. Like, normally it's a whole thing, and this time it was just like, we'll give it 15 minutes to show everything.
I think that this season was entirely a promotional stunt, and they were like, well, we have 3 months between shooting real seasons. Let's see if we can get these people together.
It's the same thing, you know, it's like everything's leading up to the final challenge, and I thought there was going to be another episode for it, and then it was just like, just at the end.
Yeah. So they have to wear a vest of 35% of their body weight and then run over some obstacles and do some puzzles. It's a regular challenge. Here's something. Wes and Camilla talk about them working together. Do you remember this? This little talking head they had? And Wes says that they are like two chiefs with no Indians. And Camilla says that she's more of an Indian than he thinks. That's not great, MTV. That's not a great thing to be airing. Especially when you're, like, in your commercials when you're like, be more woke, or whatever MTV's thing is now. That...
Yeah, no, this... It was dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't
need to be in the episode.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Added literally nothing to the episode.
That could have been left on the cutting room floor.
Fine, let them say it when you shoot it. But if you want to be like, hey, you know, look out for brown and black people too, don't be spewing that kind of shit.
Yeah, I thought it was weird when in a talking head, CT was like, yeah, man, me and Wes just feel like a couple of jippos.
Let's not go
and
on a
team. And then at the end of it, he was like, bloody packies. It's weird how he became a British racist all of a sudden.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of layers to these characters. They've been on 20 seasons. I mean, you get to know them a little more each time. Nobody knew that Johnny Bananas was a sociopath his first season, Real World Key West. Why do I know that?
Man,
why is that a fact that's in my brain?
Challenge contestants are like onions, man.
Yeah.
Got layers.
They got layers. They're like Shreks.
They're like dragons. They have layers.
They're like dragons?
L-A-I-R-S. Layers.
Okay, so they have to run over a big trellis, and they have to do that like 10 times, and then they have to run up a big wooden ramp thing, and they have to crawl through some mud, and then they have to eat spaghetti and milk.
That would suck. I thought that was really funny that they had to do that.
I don't know why, but I definitely thought of you when they were doing that. And like,
can you imagine having to drink a bunch of milk and eat spaghetti and then run after that? That sounds terrible.
Yeah, it doesn't. Like, eating a lot of spaghetti and drinking a lot of milk And then sitting down for an hour is tiring.
I just imagine everyone farting a lot while running.
Mm-hmm. Who can fart the most? The winner of the challenge is who can fart the most. Why are we producing the challenge?
God, that'd be amazing.
So at this point, Darrell and Kara are...
I understand why you want to keep calling her Kara, because Victor keeps doing it for no reason.
Yeah.
That bugged me all season.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they were like, this is only going to be 6 episodes.
Why didn't anyone correct him?
I don't know. Well, you know what? We're getting TJ back next season, so it'll all be fine. He's had his slew of murders this year. He can come back and host the next season. Kim, at this point, is having a very hard time. You may remember earlier when we said Kim didn't look tired after this challenge, or only in the middle of this challenge, and he looks very tired.
Yeah, he's not built for long distance. No. He's built for, you know, short bursts.
Mm-hmm. Then they have to run up a cargo net, and then they have to ride down a water slide, and they have to crawl through some more mud, and then they're on to the puzzles. And Darrell says, no lead is good in a challenge when a puzzle is involved. Words to live by. In case you were wondering how to live, I don't know.
Yeah, Darrell appropriately not confident there.
Yeah.
That's the mind of a champion right there. You know how to win this game.
Mm-hmm. Six-time champion leading into this season. Most championships ever in this show.
What, Darrell?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't think I've ever watched a season he was on.
You missed Invasion of the Champions. Well, now you have. You've seen this season.
That's true.
So, and he's going to be on next season, too. Triple X, 30-30. So, when Lindsay and Cam get to the puzzles, Lindsay says, our brains are a little rusty, you know, because they're professional athletes, not professional chess players. Bobby...
Fischer.
Fischer. I was going to say Briggs, and then I was going to say Jindal. So, they... Cam and Lindsay copy Camilla and Wes's puzzle, and Camilla and Wes get very upset because they basically lost their lead through that. And then the last but like, you know what? Fucking, you're champions. You should know
smart
that
play.
You shouldn't allow people to do that. That was a very smart play. The last puzzle is a memorization puzzle. It is Victor Cruz's favorite football play. Okay. That's fine, I guess. Darrell and Kara get there first, and then they run to Victor after thinking they've memorized the puzzle. And Cam and Lindsay move into second place. Darrell and Kara run back to the puzzle and then return to Victor because they got it wrong the first time. But this time, they got it right. Cam and Lindsay, which means Wes and Camilla take third. So... there it is, the final standings for this season. Darrell and Kara are excited because they came full circle. Kara's first season was Fresh Meat 2 in 2010, where Darrell picked her. Do you know what Fresh Meat is?
Is it where there's people that haven't played and there's people that have?
Yeah, it's like the people who haven't played haven't been on any of the shows, like even Real World or Road Rules or any of those.
Okay.
So, Darrell had been on Road Rules and a couple challenges. He picked Kara, and they were eliminated first. And now, 7-8 years later, they won. So, a full circle. Kara gives Wes and Camilla $5,000 each from her winnings. And at the very end of the season, Cam is out of breath and laying on the ground and says, who's done one of those before? And Wes says, all of us. That's how we're on the team. And Cam goes... that's my last one ever. Which I thought was good. So that's it. That's the challenge. Chance versus pros. I hope they bring it back.
This was nice. It was good, and I hope they do it again.
Yeah. Or, like, I hope that they bring somebody from the pros team back as, like, a competitor in a future season. I think that would
be cool.
Would legitimize the season more, I think. Or the subseason. I don't know what they call these.
Yeah, I guess they've got... I mean, those guys are eligible. They've been in one of these before,
yeah.
So now they're eligible.
Mm-hmm. Next season of the challenge, Triple X 3030 starts July 18th. You want to talk about it?
Damn, that's soon. Yeah, I mean, we're going to have...
We could...
You know, I mean, time while Survivor's not airing.
Yeah, I was thinking... I still want to do Are You the One Second Chances? But I also want to talk about Dirty 30 when it starts. And since not much happens on either of those shows, I think we could probably cover both.
I think we can easily squeeze them both in.
Survivor H starts September 27th. We got some time there. Do you want to hear the info I've found on Are You the One Season 6?
Sure.
This is what's listed on the Wikipedia page. Filming location hasn't been released yet. And then also, the other thing that is on the Wikipedia page, Season 6 is supposed to premiere... ... Like, that's ominous. It's like, when?
It'll premiere on the exact date that the universe ends.
So, last episode, we talked a little bit about the Survivor coming after Survivor, Triple H, which is called Ghost Island. Some details have been leaked about the Ghost Island twist. Are you interested? Do you want me to tell you about this? Because I am very into it. Or sure. Did you have to go to sleep soon?
No, you tell me.
So, Ghost Island... Not a new idea for this following season. It was originally the twist planned for season 30. It was going to be all returning players, which obviously was what they ended up doing for Second Chance. So this is how the first episode would go. A boat would pull up with 10 returning players. And then a second boat would pull up with 10 returning players. Hey, there's 20 returning players. There's the season. And everybody would be so excited to play this. Hey, now you're an all-star season. And then a third boat with 10 more returning players would pull up. And they would immediately have a challenge where the two winning tribes would be given maps to their beach, while the third tribe, after some trading, if they so choose, would be sent to what is called Ghost Island. So these people can either quit the game or perhaps be traded to one of the winning tribes. But if they are traded, then obviously somebody from the winning tribe has to go to Ghost Island. And then, once they go to Ghost Island, they don't go to any challenges, they don't go to any rewards, they don't go to any tribal councils. They're just in their camp forever until they get their opportunity to return to the game. So,
when would that be? What is the...
Well, the details said that it would happen at the merge, would be their first chance, and they would, like, have to compete in the individual challenge, and then I think the other one was day 35 or 36, somewhere around there, and I figure it would be something similar, but, like, those are very minute details. I think the actual... twist will be something similar to people just ending up there. I hope they don't change it too much because I really like that idea where it's just like, you're fucking stuck. Like, good luck.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. I just gotta sit and wait. I think it'll be interesting if that is what they end up doing. It might also be something completely different. We're talking about two seasons from now. All right, so that's Ghost Island coming at you next year. Love it.
Exciting.
I hope there's real ghosts on it. All right, hashtag, well, I mean, we came up with a new hashtag this episode, which I think is pretty good.
Yeah, well, let's go to, well, I mean, Challenge versus Prez is over, so I think we can drop the Louise Hazel one.
Okay, which, like, one last shot at the moon or whatever the phrase is. Louise Basil on Survivor, you know, got to get Thomas to marry her because he is in love with her, which is, you know, that's cool.
Get me to the church on time, please. Got to get married to a very special lady.
Louise Hazel. New hashtag. Do we want to get CT on Survivor?
That'd be cool.
I mean, he's got some time before he's going to be running for president.
I would very much rather have... Remember how we were doing bananas on Survivor for
a
while?
Yeah, and then...
This is so much better than that.
CT on Survivor. C-ton Survivor.
I think he would, like, actually be good. I think he could play that game pretty well.
Let's fucking do that. CT on Survivor. I don't know what his Twitter handle is. I don't think he uses Twitter much, but he'll get word. He'll catch word. We'll get Ryan Devlin to contact him. They probably know each other. Our show's Twitter is DYWSLN. My Twitter is Jake Scheidel. Thomas, what's your Twitter?
At Tom Not Tom.
Okay, there we go.
Follow me too.
Oh yeah, I didn't say that. I just said, like, I was just listing them off. Like, here they are. Mm-hmm. But yeah, follow all those accounts.
We got it. Follow us.
All right. You can also email us. Did you watch last night at gmail.com. If you email us, sign it, your pal Jeff Probst. He hosts Survivor. If you're a new listener, if you're listening to us for the first time ever, that would be weird. This would be a weird episode to come in on. The final episode of Champs vs. Pros. Before we sign off, let's just say shoot us a review, 5 stars, obviously. But next week, episode 1 of Are You the One Too? I'm at.
Are you the one? Second chances.
Yeah, I'm so excited for you to see this because it's. I've already seen the first 3 or 4 episodes, so I know a little bit about what's gonna happen. But the elimination process is good.
I'm excited for it. So I want to quick tell to get fucked, and then I think we can end this.
Yeah,
episode.
I think we can all agree on that. Yeah, all right, so, you remember when I was in Grand Rapids and we went to that park and recorded and we got into that fight about what is considered summer and what isn't? And you were like, it's not summer until the summer solstice. I'm a fucking nerd.
It is summer now. It's
summer
now.
So can we say, fully, have a great summer?
Yes, deuces.
Thank you. Driving in the sun, looking out for number one. California, here we come, right back where we started from. Well, hustlers, grab your guns, your shadow weighs a ton. Driving down the 101. California, here we come, right back where we started from. California.
Dude, I already, Ghost Island, I already have an idea for the music to use for it.
What?
Okay, Ghost Island, there is a mashup that someone did of the Ghostbusters theme and Gangnam Style.
Nope.
Ghost Island.
Nope, I'm gonna say no on that one.
It's very good.
I'm vetoing that one.
No, it's extremely good. You should do it.
I'm definitely not gonna do that. I don't want any sigh on this podcast.
If you don't do it, I will play it over my speakers every single episode.
Just in the fact.
Yeah.
Just on a loop.
Yeah, I'm just going to play it the whole time. California, here we come.
8 days late, which is 2 days away from being a Third Eye Blind song, 10 days late.